Yeah, we organise between ourselves, the Manshed and ourselves, the Drumkeen Environmental Community Group, arranged a tractor run and a Honda 50 and 90 run from Rosie's Bar, doing a 22k loop back to Rosie's Bar. So that's what we did.
And in this event, you managed to attract people from all across of Ulster. That shows how big your group can reach out to try and get these fundraising initiatives, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we have to thank a lot of people that shared and liked our post, including yourselves. William Coyle was a massive factor there because he has a wide broadcast following as well, which helped us hugely. So, we were delighted to host the fellas that came from Antrim. Couldn't believe it. And not just Antrim, there was four other fellas from County Derry as well. So it was great to have them there on the day. So, yeah, it was good.
And between yourselves and the Manshed, you managed to raise a total of €16,300. From your share, what sort of a difference will that make to the Drumkeen Environmental Community Group?
It'll make a massive difference for the development of the area. All the funds is going towards that, our side of the funds. It makes a huge difference because we can apply for things now that we couldn't apply for prior to having the event, so it's great.
And what sort of things, is there an example of sorts of things that you will be applying for now that you have that cash?
Yeah, well, we already have applied for a CLAR funding grant, which you need a percentage of the monies that you apply for. So that allowed us to apply for that grant. Not alone that one, we hopefully now be able to go and apply for more grants. Not just apply for grants, but put the money to use within the community as it is itself. Like, we can do things now that we couldn't do prior to the event. So it's great to have funds in the account that you're not worried about not having to look for it all the time, that there's something actually there to if you need money, you can use it, if you know what I mean, Ray.
And finally, seeing that event was such a big success, that gives you now the confidence to sort of launch off that and hold more events.
Oh, definitely, Ryan. Definitely. Not just that quick. Obviously, because it's such a small community, you don't want to put the community under pressure all the time. But no, definitely down the line, we hope to hold and host more of these events. Definitely. We're already thinking on next year or 2028, for example, because there's a lot of preparation. And I know we hadn't much time to prep this one, but it was a huge success, and we're delighted about that. But it takes a lot of time to organise events like this. So we're more now, we know that we're more than capable of doing it. So we definitely, hopefully, host one again in the future, definitely.